The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are continuing with Simin Tzadi Aleph of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We are discussing the laws of refuah, of healing, on Shabbos, and we are up to Sif Yud Aleph. So let's just start with a quick introduction. We mentioned it in the previous section, and that is, whenever we're dealing with any of the halachas of healing on Shabbos, we must always emphasize that whenever there is at all a danger to life, one must violate Shabbos in order to protect the victim. Even if there's a potential danger to life, this must be done. If there is a rav around to consult, one may consult, but one may not waste time when time is of the essence. So now let's see what we're told in Sif Yud Aleph. He says, "Asur lahaniach beged al makom." It is forbidden to put a article of clothing on a wound, sheyotze mimeno dam, which is bleeding, mipnei shehadam yitzba oso, because the blood will color the cloth. Umikoshkein beged adom, and all the more so if the garment is red, shehu misakno, because that means that the blood is fixing up the garment. The Mishnah Berurah says over here that b'shas etchak, if it's extenuating circumstances, one may be lenient. The Kitzur goes on and says, "Vegam aser litchok b'make." It is also forbidden to put pressure on a wound, lahotzi es adam, in order to cause the blood to come out as a means of refuah. Eloketzad oser. So what should a person do? Rochetz b'mayim o b'yayin. He should wash the wound with water or with wine, lahavir hadam, in order to draw the blood. V'achakach yichroch olav smartut. And afterwards, he should wrap it with a bandage. V'im ein hadam posek ayidei rechitza. If the blood does not stop through washing it, yaniach shama kurei achavish. He should place there spider webs. V'yichroch aleha smartut. And he should wrap that with a bandage. Ach yesh mefakifin. But to those that question this approach, mishum dekure akavish mirape, because they had a tradition that spider webs would partially heal. Alkein im efshar, therefore, if it's possible, yesh lasos ayde goy, it should be done through a non-Jew. Halacha Yud Beis discusses someone who has a pus pimple that would like to puncture it on Shabbos. Although this may sound surprising, most Rishonim say that to puncture a pimple may qualify as the malacha of boner, because essentially what you're doing is you're making a mini structure with a door, with an opening, for things to go in and out. In other words, we want the pus to come out and the air to go in to heal it. The position of the Rambam is that it's not boner, but rather makeh b'patish, because it's considered as if you're fixing something. Either way, it is generally forbidden to puncture a pus pimple on Shabbos. So he says, Halacha Yud Beis, Hapaseach Mursa Kidei Laharchiv Pi Hamaka. Someone who opens a pus pimple in order to expand, to widen the opening of the wound, Kidarach Sharofim Osim, just like the physicians do, Shehem Mischavdin Lerefua, that their intent is for the purpose of healing, Laharchiv Piyamaka, to widen the opening of the wound, Hareza Chayiv, they would be Chayiv Min HaTorah for doing it, Shezuhi Malakas Harofa, because this is a act of professional physicians. But if his intent is merely to take out the pus that's in there, shemitzarto, because it's causing him distress, Ve'eino choshesh im tachzer v'sisa'e miyad, and he's not concerned whether it would close up again immediately. In other words, it's not for the purpose of making an opening or widening an opening, but rather it's merely to allow the pus to drain out. Harezeh mutar, it is permissible, mishum tsa'ro, because of the distress that he's in. In other words, there would not be a violation of the malacha of boner if one is not trying to create an opening for the purpose of having things go in and out. Over here, since that's not his intention, therefore min haTorah, it would be mutter. However, it would still be forbidden midrabbanan. Nevertheless, the Rabbanan would permit making this opening because of the distress that he's in, so under the circumstances, it is totally mutter. V'dafka l'nakva a'idei machat ukedomer. And this sanction is only to penetrate it through a needle and the like. Avolo b'tziparnov, but not to use his nails. Mishum ditolesh k'tzas me'or hamursa, because then he would be ripping off a little bit of the skin of the pimple. V'yesh b'zeh chiyav, and there would be a chiyav of the melacha of gozes, of removing a part of the body, or peeling off a part of the body. V'gam ayidei machat ukedomer, and even when one uses a needle and the like, since there's a concern that maybe when he's doing it, he'll intend that it should remain open, so that afterwards it should also be draining out further pus, in which case he wants it to serve as a doorway, so to speak. Alkain im efshar, therefore, if it's at all possible, yesh lasos ayidei goy, one should have a non-Jew penetrate and puncture the pimple. Halacha yud gimel, mi sheyesh lo nekev bazroa, one who has a large hole in their arm, shekorin aptura, which is called an aperture. Im nistam hanekev ktsas, if the hole is partially closed up, asur litein lesocha kidneyus, it is forbidden to put a bean inside there, sheyipaseach, because it will open up, meaning the bean would swell, dokavanaso sheyishoya pasuach, because his intent is that the hole should be open. Uretia shenasis me'etmo, if you have a medicated bandage that was made from before Shabbos, mutar litein our aptura, you're allowed to put it on the opening, shehirak l'shamra, because it's there merely to protect it. Ach im yodea sharetia motzia lecha odam, but if he knows that as a result of the medicated bandage, so moisture or blood will come out, Aser, it is forbidden to do so. V'chein im bo lekancha, similarly, if one is coming to clean it, im yodea she'ayidei hakinuach, yetzei dam alecha, if he knows that through cleaning it, some blood or moisture will be secreted, Aser lekancha, it would be forbidden to clean it. V'lo dami lepaseach mursa, is not similar to the previous halacha of opening up a pus pimple, that over there we said that it would be permissible to drain some of the pus if the person is suffering from it. Dahasam bimursa, because over there in the case of the pimple, halecha v'hadam kanus v'omed ifnei atzmo, the moisture, the pus, and the blood are gathered together and standing independently inside the pimple. Ve'ena osa chabura, and the person is not making a wound. Avokan shehalecha v'hadam muvlon b'basa, but over here where the blood and the moisture are absorbed into the flesh, im motziam, if you take them out, osa chabura, you're going to be making a black and blue mark. And that would be usher on Shabbos because it falls under the malacha of shochet. It is forbidden to cause a black and blue mark in the body of anyone. Halacha Yud Dalid. Previously, in Halacha Yud, we said that it is forbidden to put a medicated bandage on a wound on Shabbos. This would be true even if the medication was put on the bandage from before Shabbos. Now, in Halacha Yudalad, we say Maka Shenisrapa, a wound that was already healed, Nosnin Ala Ritia, you'd be allowed to put a medicated bandage on it, Sha'aso Mi Etmo, if the bandage was prepared from before Shabbos, She'eno Elo L'Shamra, because the reason why this bandage is being put on is merely to protect the wound, and it's not there to heal it. The wound is already healed. And he goes on to say, Umutar lahaser glidei maka, it is permissible to remove the scab of the wound that's already healed. The poskim explain that peeling off a scab is not considered a violation of the malacha of gozes, of removing a part of the body, because the scab is due to fall off anyhow, and if it is not going to cause any bleeding, then there's no violation of any malacha, because the scab is not considered really a part of the body. Consequently, even if it's not causing any distress at all, one would be allowed to peel off a scab that is totally healed and that there's no chance it would bleed. Halacha Tesvav discusses removing a splinter on Shabbos. He says, Nitzchaf lo kotz. If a person had a splinter that penetrated his skin, Mutar lahotzio b'machat, he'd be allowed to remove it with a needle, ubilvad sheyizaher, as long as he's careful, shelo yotzi dam, that no blood comes out, da'avit chabura, because that would cause a wound. The Mishnah Berurah says that if there's no way to remove it without causing a wound, it would still be permissible. In the event that by removing the splinter the person would bleed, so even so, it is mutter to do so in a situation where it is being mitzta'er, where it's causing him much pain. Now, why is it that removing a splinter does not go under the prohibition of doing refuah on Shabbos, of healing? The reason is that when one removes a splinter, they're not curing themselves from anything. They're merely removing some affliction, some outside impediment to their comfort. And therefore, it is mutter to remove a splinter on Shabbos. The final three halachas in this siman deal with someone who is suffering from a debilitating illness. In Halacha Tezayin, he says, Chole shenofo machmas cholyo lemishkov. Someone who's ill, who as a result of his illness, he is bedridden. Now this does not mean that he literally cannot come out of bed, but he's feeling so sick that he would stay in bed if that would help his illness. V'ein bo sakana, and his life is not in danger. O sheyesh lo mechush, or he has some medical problem, shemitzta'er, which is causing him distress, v'cholo mimenu kogufo, and his whole body is sick because of it, she'oz afa pishu holech kinofa lemishkov dami. Then even if he is walking, it is as if he is bedridden. So in these cases, omrim legoy lasus lo refua ulevashel bishvulo, they may instruct a non-Jew explicitly that he should heal this person and to cook for him. So there's no prohibition of Amir La'akum, and there's no prohibition of doing refuah on Shabbos for someone who is ill. Umuta lo lecho b'Shabbos b'shulay goyim, and on Shabbos it is permissible for him to eat food that was cooked by non-Jews. Kevan shehuta lo hayom habishu ayde goy, since it was mutter for him today to have the cooking done through a non-Jew. So although normally we say that it is forbidden to eat food that was cooked exclusively by a non-Jew, for this chole, we do allow him to eat such food. Now the poskim include in the category of chole kugufo someone who's suffering from chickenpox or the flu certainly measles, even a person who is suffering from a very severe toothache or migraine headache would be in this category. Halacha Yud Zayin. Umutar lo le'echo velishtos samei refuah. And for a person who is a chola kogufo, it is permissible to eat and drink any type of medicine. V'chein lasos lo ezer refuah, and also that any medical practice can be done with him. Bein hu ba'atzmoy, bein acherim, whether he's doing it for himself or others are doing it for him. Ubilvad shelo yehei badava ezer iser melacha, afilo iser derabanan, as long as they are careful to make sure that there is no violation of any melacha, whether it's minatara or midrabanan. Meaning, we can be lenient about the issue of refuah, as well as amir la'akum. But it doesn't mean that he can be violating other isurim of Shabbos. Avokol sheyesh bo afilo iser derabanan. However, anything that there is an iser derabanan involved with it, asur la'asoso ki im ayidei goyim. It would be forbidden for a Jew to do it, but rather it must be done through a non-Jew. V'im ein goy, and if there's no non-Jew available, the Mishnah Berurah adds, and he doesn't even have to start searching for a non-Jew, yesh lahatir lahasos ayidei Yisrael iser derabanan ayidei shinuim. So we would permit it to be done through a Jew if he is violating the rabbinic isurim through a non-normal manner. Meaning, an iser deraiser certainly he cannot violate. An iser derabanan, really it should be done by a non-Jew. But if a Jew does it with a shinoi, it is also acceptable. So he has to find some way to do it in an abnormal manner. Halacha Yud Ches deals with the smallpox virus. This virus has not been around in the world since the 1970s when it was totally eradicated. But until then, it was a very frightening disease in every part of the world. He says, Rofe Goy, a non-Jewish doctor, Shehu Matzmiach Markiv Ababuos, the Yilodim, who is inoculating children against smallpox. Im Yocho HaYisrael Lefaisoi B'momon, Sheyaseh La'acha HaShabbos, if the Jew is able to pay off the doctor so that he would postpone the inoculation until after Shabbos, Yaseh Kein, he should do so. V'im Lav, and if he can't do so, Utsrichin lasos b'Shabbos, and the inoculation must be done on Shabbos. At the very least, al yachzik Yisrael oz as a yeled, the Jews should not hold the child during the inoculation. Ela goy yachziko, but rather the child should be held by a non-Jew. In the Mishnah Berurah, he paskins that a Jew is allowed to hold the child, because simply holding the child is not considered that he's assisting in the medical process. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a teshuvah in which he writes that the prohibition of taking medication on Shabbos was instituted for a situation in which one is trying to heal themselves from an ailment or from an illness. However, in order to prevent themselves from getting sick, or in order to prevent oneself from suffering from an illness, it is permissible to take medications or vitamins. So, for example, let's say someone always gets a headache at a certain time of day. They would be allowed to take a painkiller in advance in order to prevent the headache from coming. Similarly, a person would be allowed to take an antacid in order to prevent suffering from heartburn. The reason why we have this distinction in halacha, that we prohibit medicines that are responding to an ailment, but we permit medications that are preventing and the onset of an ailment, is because the entire concern of taking medications on Shabbos was that someone would come to grind herbs in order to make medication. It used to be that this was the method that people would produce medicines with. But the concern that someone would do this would only be when they're suffering from a particular symptom. But merely in order to prevent a symptom from occurring, we are not concerned that someone would grind herbs for that purpose, because it would not be so urgent for them to do so. Many poskim say that if a medication must be taken daily for multiple days, it would be permissible to take it on Shabbos. So this is most common when dealing with antibiotics, when it's typical that one is supposed to take them for 7 days or 10 days, which would certainly include Shabbos. It would be mutter for a person to take the antibiotics on Shabbos as well.